comments and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Listen
to me. Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. Is Radio BAM? Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now... Here's BAM!
Here's BAM!
Alright, I'm here with Shauna. What do you call yourself for Jackass?
I'm talent coordinator for Jackass. I'm Bam Bam's babysitter.
Yeah, and there could be like 3 hot ass dudes sitting here and she won't give a flying fuck, but as soon as a big black dick comes by, she wants it. Why is that?
Bam, I think that's something you just convince yourself of.
No.
Since I never found you attractive.
Who are you dating right now?
I'm not dating anyone right now. I'm very single.
Well, who was the last person you fucked?
I can't remember. It's been a little while.
Yeah, right. You know right now.
No, I can't remember.
Yes, you do.
No, I really don't.
You're addicted to big black dicks.
Addicted?
You are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No.
Yeah. I think it's so strange.
It really bothers you, I think.
Yeah, because, like, there's nothing I can do.
What? Why does it bother you so much?
Because I know that there's nothing I can do. You're at the point of no return.
Can't help you now.
Why are you dating anybody?
I think it's because the men in L.A. really suck. I came to Westchester. I could probably find a nice Westchester.
Yeah, big time. Yeah.
Settle down.
Yeah.
Go to Kildare's with them every night.
Yeah, I love Weston.
Yeah.
I need to go home and feed my kitties.
You miss your kitties?
I do.
I have a really cute picture of you and your kitties I should give you.
I favor the one, though, so
Which
much.
One?
Mischief. Mouse
Why?
Bread. Because he's the gray kitty and he's way more nicer.
Well, are you, maybe because you're nicer to him.
No. Trouble, he's just like...
Wait, how many cats are there?
There's two cats.
And you favor one over the other?
Big time.
That's shitty.
I'll feed him a full meal and I'll give him trouble just a medium amount.
You starve him?
I don't starve
you
him.
You feed one more than the other? Did your mom do that to you and your brother?
No, it's just a mischief. Like, he'll jump up on me like when I'm like editing or something. And I'm like, I love you, kitty. And then I'll go feed him, and then Trouble's like just like wants to be on his own. I'm like, you're getting half a meal, fucker.
So you need the attention, huh?
Pendarvis, what's Satan doing right now?
I don't know. Is this recorded?
Yeah.
This is on the record.
Satan's getting ready for a big day. He's at. Will, I can't believe you took such offense to.
I'll see you later on.
But look though,
I really pissed Will off.
He's looking pretty tan and shit.
Dude, Will looks hot.
You lost like 20 pounds, didn't you?
No.
It looks like it.
No, I'm pretty sure that's inaccurate.
Why? Why do you think that?
I don't know. I haven't done anything to lose 20 pounds unless it's stress.
Maybe it's because you're tan, and tan makes you look better.
How did I get tan? I live in a...
You're really tan.
...cinder block building.
If I came across, like, sunset tan or something like that, I probably would have, like, spray tan my legs when I knew that I was going to do this Jackass bit. With my fucking pants off. And I never do that. Like, Steve-O could wear a thong, and Pontius could wear a thong, and everything's fine, and they're just cool with it. But, like, with me, it's weird.
Dave looked really good yesterday, too, with his pants off.
What do you mean?
And his thong. Dave England.
Why do you say that?
Because I was sitting there looking at the line of guys, and I was like, who looks good?
Did I look medium?
Medium. No, I told you, you're better with your shirt off, pants on.
Yeah, no, I've...
That's like your hot look.
I have legs, like, my legs have never seen the light of day.
I'm going to spray tan at 6.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
You're doing that?
Mm-hmm.
Where?
Right down the street. Makeup Mandy's.
What about Sunset Tan? They have a show.
I know, they have a show. I'm just going to Makeup Mandy because they have a deal for $25.
Did you ever see that show?
Mm-hmm.
I've seen, like, 10 minutes of it, but it's so ridiculous because they're, like, stressing, like... We need to get this tanning bed washed because we have an appointment coming in, and You know, like, they're making a big deal out of nothing.
Dramatic,
like,
music.
Yeah, it's so dramatic. It's so dramatic. And
oh, no, we have a nooner.
If you think about it, it's not that big of a deal. Like, all you need to do is clean a tanning bed all quick, and, like, there's too many tanning beds to keep cleaning. You know, and they're all stressing about it.
Do you watch TV, Bam?
No.
You don't watch it?
No.
You catch little things here and there, it seems like, but...
I don't watch any shows or anything. I'll watch, like... I'll go to the movies and shit here and there. Like, maybe, like, once a month.
What's the last movie you saw?
Born Ultimatum.
Was it? Oh, you maybe told me that. Did you like it?
Pretty rad.
Did you see the other ones? Like,
yeah.
The second one?
I like the second one the best, but...
Did you see The Departed?
Yeah, I did.
I thought that was awesome.
That was really awesome.
Yeah, that was really good.
Yeah.
That's about the last good movie I saw. There's no, like, TV show that you try to watch because you like it?
No. Missy's, like, addicted to this show called The L Word.
And yeah, she likes
and
it.
And this girl had all this pretty hair one time, and she's like, I like her. I'm like, well, would you lez out with her? Say, yeah, that's the only girl that I would ever lez out with. I'm like, well, I'm going to find out who she is. Turns out she's from fucking Springfield, Pennsylvania, where Missy grew up. And the strange
fate.
The strangest thing ever is that the girl is related to Gwyneth Paltrow in like some strange way, and that's who Missy's parents bought the house from.
That's too much of a circle.
Yeah, it's fate.
I want to do more research.
Yeah, I would too.
I really do.
Yeah, that doesn't sound bad.
Alright, well, fuck it. Right now I'm going to play Children of Bodom, and it is called Needled 24/7 on Radio Bam Series 28 Faction. Woo! We'll be right back.
Wi-Fi kids, strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Bam on Sirius 28 Fashion.
Actually, after like 2 hours, I started to feel comfortable, like in a thong, like an army thong.
You walked across the street in it.
Yeah, because I stopped giving a shit.
He all of a sudden, Bam just crossed the street, went to the store in his like army hat, t-shirt, and little camel thong.
But at the time, like, Kosick was filming, and he was like, yeah, it's no big deal. It's no big deal because you just saw like 20 dudes in thongs, like, but to the lady in the grocery store, she probably thought
it was... And it didn't faze her, huh?
She was like, what the fuck is going on right now? Like, she didn't know what... The best part about it was I stopped traffic, and those three cars were probably like, what the hell is going on? Why is this dude, like, naked from the waist down?
Was that close to Paramount?
No, it's up on Sunset.
Because if it was close to, like, you know, a movie studio, you'd figure that people were walking in alien outfits and all kinds of stuff.
No, it's more like crackhead corner over there, so you're used to, like, some crackheads walking.
I was in a fucking pigeon outfit for the new Activision commercial, and there's glue all over my neck. It was the most uncomfortable I've been probably in the past year and a half. And every time I wanted to freak out, I realized that, like, Rodney Mullen, Tony Hawk, and Ryan Sheckler were in the same outfit.
So yeah.
I just kept my cool, but it was like 9 in the morning till 7 at night with this fucking pigeon outfit. Yeah, it sucked so bad. I still have glue in my hair from the outfit.
How long
were you outside, Jill? Or inside?
No, it was a green screen. Yeah.
But how long ago was that?
That was 2 days ago. Every time I wanted to freak out, you know what? It's like the director is like, he's like giving me lines to say at the time. He didn't give me an actual piece of paper to look at. Like, he would just feed me lines, and he said this one thing. He actually said freaktastic.
Freaktastic?
I was like, he's like, that dude's a freak. I'm like, I'm looking at the green screen. I'm like, that dude's a freak. And then he's like, that dude's freaktastic. I'm like, no. You know? And Rodney Mullen was saying, like, everything. Because he doesn't know. He doesn't do many commercials. Yeah. But I know. I've done so many that, like, you don't have to say everything that the director says.
If you said freaktastic in a commercial, I would die.
What if they used it?
I'm sitting home and you're just watching TV and Bam goes, that's freaktastic.
You would call me up on a random Monday and bust on me.
They're like, what? That's freaktastic. I'm Bam Margera and that's freaktastic.
So Rodney Mullen or Daewon Song?
Who's better?
Yeah.
Well, they're both great, but I would have to say Rodney Mullen just because he invented everything.
Man.
Like, he invented probably 30 skate tricks. And like, random shit, like a kickflip. You know, like, Rodney Mullen did it first. He did an Ollie Impossible first, he did a flip Impossible.
Like, both those guys are amazing to watch.
Daewon's fucking amazing.
Ridiculous.
But, yeah.
Ridiculous.
You can't even...
They're like using their feet like hands.
You can't even pick. You really can't. Like, they're both just so good. Like, it just all really depends on who's doing what. And Rodney Mullen lives in Dave England's town.
In Ojai?
Yeah.
He does?
And he said that, and I've been there once, and it was...
The day before that?
4 days ago. I'm like, where do you live? And he said it again. I'm like, I was just there 2 days ago. I'm like, Dave England has a mini ramp. We were filming up there. He's like, yeah, I heard that. I'm like, why would you live there? He's like... Because my wife's a hippie and she just likes to, you know, live in the middle of nowhere. I'm like, it's so weird. Like, how does he accomplish what he does? And what fucking filmer is going to go there and film
it? I don't think he likes doing that stuff anymore. I don't think he likes being in front of the camera.
Who, Rodney Mullen?
Yeah.
I didn't ask him that.
I heard that he's just like, you know... He's kind of done with all that.
Well, you know what? He's been skating switch stands for the past month. every day and he won't skate regular because he doesn't want to have a stance. Isn't that crazy? Like, usually when you step on a skateboard, you know what stance you are. You're either regular or groovy-footed, and he doesn't want to have a stance. He wants to just... If he grabs the board with his left hand, he's regular-footed. If he grabs the board with his right hand, he's groovy-footed. Like, he just wants to grab the board and just go and be good both ways. Like, he's at that level right now.
Are you regular or goofy?
I'm goofy. But it's weird because I could ollie higher switch stands than regular right now. Probably because I've been trying shit switch stands more these days. But.
Did you have fun skating Days Ramp? That was a fun ramp.
I love mini ramps. Like I truly have fun. But when I'm jumping down like 15 stairs, like trying a trick for 1 hour, and I'm like, racking my feet and knees, and I mean, it's so rewarding when you land it. Like, it's like, fuck yeah, I fucking did it, you know? But all in all, you go home and you wake up and you fucking hurt. Like right now, I hyperextended my elbow and it hurts so fucking bad.
Your left elbow or your right elbow?
This one. And I just ignore it. Because if you ignore it, I mean,
it'll
you're,
go away,
you're
right?
Fine, but...
If you think about it.
But, I mean, like wrists.
Wrist cracks every time you do that.
Yeah, and legs, and I have 16 staples in my fucking head.
How'd you get those?
The Bloodhound Gang asked me to be on their MTV Cribs, and I agreed. And I drove the banana car in their video. So like, why don't you drive the banana car into the moat? It's a 6 foot drop. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna get wrecked. So I drove it off, landed into the moat, didn't get wrecked at all. Like, I was fine. So then I got all hyper real quick, and I did a gainer into the fucking into the water that Evil Jared Hasselhoff said was 7 feet, and it was only 2 feet. So I did a gainer, and I didn't do a full flip. I landed on my head 2 feet in the rocky water, and I split my head open. And I got rushed to the fucking Pottstown Hospital, which is like the shittiest doctors in the world. I said, I think my neck might be broken, and I have like a big gash in my head. They did a CAT scan, and they were like, your neck's fine, so you're good to go. I'm like, I'm good to go? I'm like, well, what about my head? They're like, well, what happened to your head? I'm like, I have a fucking huge gash on it. And then when I showed them, they actually said, oh my God. They're like, oh my God. Like, doctors aren't supposed to say that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's not good.
They're supposed to keep their cool the whole time.
Yeah, totally. They're not supposed to say, oh my God, or oops.
But the main reason why I was going to the hospital in the first place was because I had a fucking huge gash in my head. Like, my neck hurt too, but all they did was have an x-ray and see if my neck was broken. And it wasn't, thank God, but...
What was your worst injury ever?
Worst ever?
Which was the scariest? And then which one, like, was the worst?
Actually,
to your body?
Breaking your tailbone sucks. Good. Real bad.
When did you break your butt? Wasn't it on the movie?
I was filming Jackass.
Yeah.
In February.
What were we doing?
In Pennsylvania, doing these bucket cars.
Right.
And I snapped it, went to the hospital, got an x-ray of, like, my pelvis, and the next thing you know, my dick is on fucking MTV in February, looking smaller than ever. And I had to fly home from Tampa. It was like a 2-hour flight, and I'm sitting, like, sideways, because I can't sit down. Because, like, if you break your tailbone, you can only, like... lay down on your stomach and feel pretty all right, but
that's it.
Everything else
you put pressure
even,
on. It.
Even walking sucks.
So it's a belly.
Breaking a rib sucks too. I broke a rib in Australia. I did a front flip into this water and I over rotated, broke my rib, and you can't put an ace bandage around it. You can't.
There's no cast.
There's nothing you can do. You just have to power it out.
You don't want to lay on your stomach on that one. Or on your back.
Even like, if you like take a deep breath like that, like it hurts. Yeah.
It just has to heal itself.
Yeah, you can't do anything. Like, an ace bandage won't do it, ice won't do it. You just need to, like, let your body heal itself.
That sucks.
I ripped my liver, too, in Kentucky, and, man, that...
Wasn't that recent?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
It sucked so bad, that, and they told me, they're like, we can't let you leave this hospital until we figure out if your body's healing itself.
How do you rip your fucking liver?
I fell so hard. I fell from 14 feet in the air on an oververt concrete bowl. And it was nighttime, and I wanted to skate it before I did a demo in front of 5,000 people.
Uh-huh.
I was like, I'm not going to just show up and do a demo in Kentucky on this fucking concrete course that I've never even skated.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll skate it at midnight. I don't care. I just want to know what it's like.
Mm-hmm.
So I did it, and then dropped in on this, like, 10-foot bowl, oververt, right to my fucking face, and... I knocked myself out, and it was so bad that, like, I was trying to breathe, and I couldn't. I was like...
Shit.
Did you spit up blood and stuff?
I didn't spit up blood, but I was really trying to breathe, and I couldn't. And I was seeing so many stars. Like, you always see cartoons and shit, and they have stars. Like, when they knock themselves out, like, I saw stars. I felt like the ground was like a foot away from my face. Oh. And I was like trying to, I'm like, get me to the hospital. I don't feel right. I don't feel right at all. And went to the hospital. I went to the children's hospital. And they shipped me over to the other hospital. They knew who I was right away. And they took
me. You went to the children's hospital?
I was just like, I didn't know. I was just like, I just saw hospital. I was like, I don't care.
Did they take you in?
Mm-hmm. But they wheeled me into the other hospital.
Ah.
Which was better because I didn't have to wait in any line. I was already in the clear.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but Missy stayed there for 3 days just sitting there doing nothing. I was on, like, morphine and all this shit, so I was just totally happy being where I was. But, like, she was just sitting there on nothing. Like,
just taking care of you?
Right.
That's so sweet.
Then I had to take a private jet home for $10,000. From Kentucky to Philadelphia, just because I couldn't walk through the airport because I was so muffed up.
Wow.
But the doctor said that my body was like healing itself, so I didn't have to get surgery.
And you're better now?
Yeah, I'm better on that. And then I go to fucking Hawaii with the Element Tour, and I skate with this legend dude named Jeff Hartzell, and I took a puff of this weed that he always smokes, and he shreds his ramp. And I don't usually smoke weed, but I did. And I knocked myself out. Again. Fucking hell. And then I hyperextended my arm, and that's why it hurts.
You shrug.
But I did. I would have been better off breaking it, but instead I ripped 9 ligaments in my arm.
If you broke it, you could have just put a cast on it. It got better.
If you break a bone, it sounds gnarlier. Like,
I hyperextended my elbow.
Or I ripped a tendon. Like, ripping a tendon doesn't sound cool, but ripping a tendon hurts way worse than breaking your fucking arm.
It probably takes longer to heal.
It does. Yeah, it's been a month and a half. It's still not right. I still can't really make it go straight. I've been seeing a chiropractor. He's been like rubbing my muscles into place. But all in all, when I wake up, I'm just like hurting in general.
That blows.
Yeah. Booze makes it feel better.
Booze makes everything feel better. I think we need another refills, don't we?
Yeah, where is the dude? Shauna, let's hear a song.
Let's play the Bloodhound Gang.
Yeah.
We're talking about injuries and they fucked you up.
They're awesome, man. You'll like this. It's called Sex on the Beach at Night. It's their new hit. It's not even on the album, but it's on my compilation. Viva the Bands. Volume 2, Radio Band 628 Factor.
We're going hot right now.
Stop. Run for your life.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
This is Radio Band, baby.
On Faction 28.
What do? You just record yourself all day long. I talk, woo woo, I'm Bam. And then just pick a song whenever you feel like. And then when you play the show, you play the songs for him?
Yeah.
Do you have a limit of what songs you can or can't play?
No, I can play anything.
Anything we can get our hands on.
That's awesome.
And the best part is, like, it helps me out. Like, I just said like right there. When I listen to myself again, I'm like, you just said like and way too much.
Makes you a better speaker.
It does.
Do you listen to every show?
Not every. I've done 300 already. So maybe 120 or something.
Steve should do a show. He can knock out like 50 shows in an hour.
Yeah, one sitting, he can knock out a year.
You got a year show right there.
Sometimes when I'm talking to somebody though, like at the airport or wherever, like I almost wish that I had it on record.
Yeah.
Because somebody would appreciate hearing
it. Is it a special thing you can't carry around like a digital recorder with you?
I can.
Bam loses everything. Yeah. I was told before I met Bam, don't give him anything. He will lose it within an hour.
Right, ask me how many times he dropped his phone yesterday.
Yeah, you saved me.
All day.
I remember.
All day.
There's three times where I dropped my phone and walked off, and then you came and gave it. And in the morning, I looked for my fucking phone for like an hour, and I'm like, God damn it, I lost my phone again. This is the eighth time in 1 year. Mm-hmm. And it's a $300 BlackBerry. I have to keep buying a new one. And then reprogramming in the phone numbers. It's such a pain in the ass. I feel like my life is over when I lose my phone.
I feel like my life is over.
Because I know that you're trying to like text me saying like, your
Get
flight's
up,
here.
I need
there's
you.
A yeah, and I'm just fucked.
Not to be mean, like I'd feel bad for you if you lost your phone, but it's really like partially just me. You know, if you guys don't have your phones, I'm fucked.
Yeah.
Banging on doors, calling hotel rooms.
Losing your phone is the worst thing ever.
It sucks.
Not to mention, like, I program everybody's number and it's something else. Like,
some whole other name. Like, do I have a good name in there? It probably says Shauna.
It's just Shauna. Yeah.
Well, why don't I have a good name?
But, like, I can't put Johnny Knoxville in it. No. I'll put, like, it's actually JKJ. Because I was drunk when I wrote it.
That's an easy one.
Yeah. Antonio Augusto. Well, that's Birdman. That's kind of easy.
That's...
But, like, I talk to Jared Leto all the time, and...
Oh, he's down at our studio right now.
What do you mean?
He's down at our studio.
He's filming in Greenland right now.
Oh, well, his band is down at our studio.
No, the whole band is filming a video in Greenland.
Nope.
What?
I don't know. All I know is that today and tomorrow they have... Tom Brooks in our studio.
Well, this was 2 days ago, so maybe. But he said he was in Copenhagen on his way to Greenland to film a video.
Maybe they shot.
Yeah, well, it only takes 2 days to do a video, but I mean, they could be here.
What's the last video you directed, Bam?
That I did?
Mm-hmm. I know you did the movie, but...
Let me think. It was Viking Skull. They're from England, and they're pretty fucking rad, and my brother did the drum tracks on the whole album.
Really?
Yeah, so, but I own all the equipment, you know, like I own the dolly, I own the video camera, I own the editing equipment, so technically it would cost in Los Angeles $60,000, but they only had to pay $16,000.
Pretty good, and they get... The one and only big
money. And I don't charge for directing or editing or anything. Like, I just like, I like helping out a band that I like hearing their music, you know?
Why don't you play some Viking Skull?
Yeah, fuck yeah. Black and Sunrise. Radio Bam, Cheers 28, Fast. We'll be right back.
It's Radio Bam.
Turn it up.
This is Brandon.
You know, do that voice you do. I don't fucking do that.
Woo woo, this is Radio Bam, Sirius 28 Faction. Wow.
Famous people's dicks are just dirty.
It's kind of true.
I know. Except for yours, Bam. I'm sure yours isn't.
Well, I only hump 30 people.
I know. And you know all their names.
Yeah, I wrote them down one
day. Now you're married, so you've been clean for at least a year.
Yeah, but I had to know. Because, like, I really started...
Did you keep a tally along the whole way, or did you, like, wake up one morning and you're like, I gotta think of everybody else?
I woke up one morning and I thought about it. I'm like, who the fuck did I fuck?
And you remembered everyone? You sure there's not a slip in somewhere?
No, and I liked all of them except for one. In Arizona, I blacked out. And
I love you.
Yeah, I woke up to this girl, and she was just going, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. I woke up, I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, I freaked out, and it was pretty much a disaster.
See, that's why I don't sleep around too much, because I get the lovely stories and sometimes videos hanging out with you guys.
What do you mean videos?
Well, Steve-O, oh my God, when I first met Steve-O, all I did was watch his QuickTime videos.
Of him fucking?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what'd you see?
Fucking. You told me all kinds of stuff.
Were they hot?
Some.
How does Steve-O get hot chicks? That's what I want.
Steve-O's so sweet. And yeah, he's famous.
But he's hell on earth.
He is hell on earth. But he's actually, when he likes a girl, he loves them. And he treats girls really, really
well.
He's
in love the minute he meets them.
The second. He loves them.
It's pretty crazy.
He falls in love in a heartbeat.
Like, some girl coming right now that's kind of pretty and, like, he'll connect with him real
baby,
fast.
I love you.
And he'll just say how much he loves them.
But he really, truly does.
He does, at the time.
In the moment, yeah, he loves them right
then. Then 2 days later, he realizes that he's not for her and she sucks and all this shit.
I have to say that about all you guys, though, out of all the chicks I've seen come through. You've all always been respectful to women. Like, I've never seen a girl get disrespected or treated shitty or...
Yeah.
No.
Well, the more you don't want it, the more you can get it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's true. Like, I'm simply happy being here, sipping on a beer, smoking a cigarette, and, like, being alone. And that's when girls want to come up and start talking. You know? And then you don't want it, but they want it even more. It's crazy.
You always want what you can't have.
Exactly. It's true.
I'm completely unavailable.
You?
Yeah. I hate women. I want nothing to do with
them. Your phone's going
to
start blowing up right now, Will.
Yeah.
But girls can see right through it, though, if you're real
true.
Or not. Like you can fake sit here and fake smoke a cigarette and fake drink a beer and act like you don't care. But all in all, you can kind of see right through it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And
but I am. I'm actually pretty happy with not being with anybody. You know?
But I'd
rather hang out here with you guys than, like... Well, nah, I'd rather be with a supermodel.
Never mind. Liar.
Forget about it.
Fuck that.
Yeah, but they have their problems, too.
That's the kind of problems I want. I want my clutch burned out in my Lamborghini. I want
to
have.
That's the thing. Like if I go to Radar Pictures and tell everybody to fuck off, like they know that I have two Lamborghinis fully paid for and seven other cars and then a fully paid for house. Like they know that I'm dead serious. Like if I had nothing and I was like making payments on something, like and I said to fuck off, they'd be like, well. You don't have anything, like, you know, but they saw, I really went into Radar, like, hoping that they would tell me to fuck off, and it didn't work. Like, they were like, yeah, all three movies are getting done right now. I'm like, well, I'm sick of flying to fucking Los Angeles. It's been my fifth time here, and we keep having these fucking meetings. Are we doing it or not? You know, and then it wound up working it.
You always want what you can't have. So.
And have what you don't want.
I'm playing a song.
Which one?
I'm gonna play a song from the Beaver Bands Volume 2.
Awesome.
Let's play Melody Club. They're from Sweden. Yeah, I like them.
Cool.
I actually told them, I told the singer from Melody Club during a festival, I said, my friend's on heroin. I'm like, Novak's on heroin, and he said if he was ever going to start doing it again, that he would play, that he would listen to Baby because it's relaxing. And he was like, thanks, I guess. He didn't know what to say. But it is a good fucking song, I do. Hendarvis, say it.
Radio Bam, Series 28th Action.
There you go.
Favorite fan?
I don't know. I don't.
Do you know your fans?
No.
You're nice to your fans, though, but you don't know. You don't have like a president of your fan club.
I try to be nice to everybody.
Can I be the president of your fan club, Bam?
Yeah.
I wear my big heartogram.
You probably never even heard it.
Your fan club?
It's just basically us talking and people want to listen to it.
What, your radio show? I never heard your radio show.
Just hanging out and chat.
It's actually...
I've seen your radio room, though.
Yeah.
Actually, Rick Kostick and I snuck in there and took a bunch of pictures like we were on the radio. Put on the headphones and sat behind the mic. Yeah. It's all pretty fucking cool.
Yeah. I live in the woods. I have 14 acres. I have, like, a fucking big-ass house where I can't even, like, spend a lot of time in most of the rooms. Meanwhile, like, Steve-O is renting an apartment in LA.
Four apartments, be fair.
Four apartments in LA, and it's like, he doesn't own it. Like, when he's done, he's just fucked.
His apartments are pretty rad, though. And he's been there forever. I don't think he'll ever leave.
But all in all, well,
they kicked everyone out and redid the apartments and let Steve-O stay.
I have the best situation ever because, like, Phil handles my money and he doesn't want anything. I bought him a Cadillac Escalade for his birthday and he was totally happy with his van. He's like, I like my Chevy van. I'm like, no, you're going to have an Escalade, you know? Then he got it and he liked it.
Yeah.
But he didn't know, you know. He just likes Elvis memorabilia. That's it.
He's obviously been to Graceland.
Yeah. I heard Knoxville only wanted a gay dude.
It wasn't Knoxville. To be
his assistant.
Knoxville had an assistant, and it wasn't working out. And I had to hire people, and I did like a round of interviews.
But why did he want only a gay guy?
It was me that wanted the gay guy.
Well, why?
Because I felt like I was watching Entourage. And Ari on Entourage, his assistant is this guy Lloyd, and he's this Gaysian, and he's Gaysian? Fucking awesome. And I was like, that's what we need a Gaysian. So I sent out an email saying, I'm looking for a Lloyd. If you're not Gaysian or gay, please don't apply. And people started sending me emails, like, I sent it to all, like, you know, MTV execs and people like that, and they started sending me emails, like, I have your Lloyd. And we interviewed, like, a bunch of gay guys, and it was fun.
Like him?
Yeah, Dennis is great.
What's up with Luke Wilson not talking to Knoxville anymore?
He doesn't talk to him anymore.
Why not?
Well, I think they still love each other, but the practical joke thing is just
what happened?
Over it. The last practical joke was an airplane. There was some beach party out in Malibu, and it was hosted by Luke. Apparently, Luke wasn't even there, but it was hosted by Luke. So Knoxville hired a plane, you know, the beach planes that go with the banners, and the beach plane came by and it said Luke Wilson's cell phone number is 310 whatever, and then we actually sent Nate out there to film it, and Nate filmed it, and you see all the people like picking up their phones and dialing, and they're like, oh shit, it's really Luke, and he had to change his number.
So Luke just had his wits end.
I think that was it. That was the last one. He needed a little break.
I went to the Jackass office at Paramount, and I was like taking a piss in the bathroom, and I realized that the toilet paper said, it had Luke Wilson's face on it, and it said, the saddest Wilson.
I think they're all good now, though. Like, they love
Knoxville, each other. Knoxville's just been fucking with him.
Why? I mean, what's
just for fun?
They're friends. Like, it's just like messing with one of your buddies. And,
yeah.
And they play around.
I can see that.
Yeah, it's fun.
Like, yeah.
It's fun, and I don't know Luke well at all. But
does he respond?
He laughs, and he gets giggles. Like,
but he doesn't try to do anything to Knoxville?
Well, it becomes unfunny when, your brother is trying to kill himself.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
yeah.
You can't fly airplanes around saying, like, Luke Wilson's number is
whatever. Probably.
And he didn't, you know, this has been, it stopped for weeks
already. Owen Wilson did crystal meth and
fucking. Is that what they said?
Oxycontin.
Oxycontin makes you want to kill yourself,
it's
right?
It's basically heroin.
Crystal meth and Oxycontin. Why don't rich people do better drugs than that?
I did meth once in Finland by an accident. I thought it was coke, but it wasn't. And I did it. I was up for like 2 fucking days.
I think that sounds horrible.
Yeah, but all in all, it just sucks being awake at 5 in the morning, like wide awake.
Yeah.
When there's nobody around.
Yeah.
You know?
That sounds awful.
Yeah.
Not for me.
I'm glad I did it though. I only did it once. But
I guess good to experience stuff, but
try things.
I just like to be in control, you know, like I used to black out all the time, like, and people would tell me what I did, and I'd be like, no, I didn't. Like, 2 nights ago, I just pissed the bed. I pissed all over the floor. And, well, maybe I should stop talking. Let's play a song.
You know what song got you really psyched the other night?
Which one?
Before you, I guess, blacked out and pissed the bed. Like the Burgundy Room, it was pretty mellow, and then Turbo Negro.
Yeah.
Do ya?
Yeah, I do. Turbo Negro, Do You Want Destruction? This is Retox, not Detox. Radio Bam Series 28 Faction. Fuck yeah.
the fuck you say it? It's a serious.
Yeah.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
You know what's funny? Like Happy Tom, he goes to my brother when they were doing a tour in Norway with CKY, and he's like, I think your brother's out of control, and he needs to go to rehab and all this stuff. And it's like, you dudes are fucking hell. What are you talking about?
He said that about you?
Yeah. I feel like
Were you out of control in Norway?
Well, every time I'm with him, I'm pretty out
of control. But those guys, I mean, you can't go to Norway and be fucking totally out of control, Bam. Yeah. Like, last time I went to Norway, I think it was a 5-day bender. Like, and that's not really like me at all, but you just get there and it stays light or gets dark or, you know.
Well, when I was with him, this lady comes up and says, excuse me, you need to go into your room because Chris Cornell's coming through. I'm like, who the fuck gives a shit, you know? And then I look over, I'm like, there's 10 feet, he can walk right through. She's like, but he doesn't want to make eye contact with anybody. So I kicked his door open, and I said, where the fuck is this motherfucking faggot? And I saw him, and I was like, fucking black hole sucky shit club, like, you come in from Seattle to Norway when everybody wants to see Turbo Negro in the first place because that's where they're from, and then you dare say that you don't want to make eye contact with anybody? So then I got thrown out, and then the best part about it was I got on a flight, and Missy was 1A and I was 3C, and we couldn't even sit next to each other, and I was sitting next to Chris Cornell. And I said, I was like, dude, I was like, it happened to me before. Security, you know, they said, everybody clear the way, Bam Margera's coming through. I'm like, dude, shut the fuck up. You make me sound like an asshole. Like, so it might have been them. So I told him that, and he was like, yeah, it's probably the security, you know, like, but
yeah, sure.
even if it wasn't.
Yeah, right.
I already threw him under the bus so bad. Plus, we had to sit next to each other for 2 hours. So, we actually ended up making friends.
What's the most, I mean, yeah, you'd never tell security I won't make eye contact, but, I mean, is there any, what's the most rock star thing that you do?
I was at, what's called City Walk or something?
Yeah, Universal?
Yeah, exactly.
City Walk? Yeah.
I was staying there because the Viva La Bam office was right. Viva La Bam office was right around there. So I went to City Walk with Ryan Dunn. He's like, "Let's just walk around back." I'm like, "Nah, let's just walk the mall. Fuck it." And he's like, "God damn it, we're gonna get mobbed." You know, I'm like, "No, we're not." And then we ended up getting fucking mobbed. And the security of the mall, they're like, "We'll escort you to the hotel." And he was seriously like, everybody clear the way, Bam Margera's coming through. Like, and it was, he made it even worse, you know?
Yeah. Why did he say your name?
Right, he just didn't know any better.
Oh.
So Dunn was even more fed up.
I think that would really piss Dunn off.
Yeah, because he just likes to be at a dive bar.
Mellow, yeah.
And not do anything, like.
Just be cool.
Yeah, he doesn't want to talk to anybody new.
I thought Dunn's acting was really good in your movie.
Yeah.
And I was talking to somebody the other day that saw Dunn in Rob Dyrdek's new movie, and they said he was really good in that too.
Is that out yet?
No. They
Which
saw
movie?
A screening of it. And Rob Dyrdek has a new skateboarding movie.
Wow.
And they went to a screening and they said, oh, Ryan Dunn's really good.
Isn't it funny how long it takes?
How long did it take you to make Magnet?
3-4 months, but I mean, we're finished in like the end of April, and you still need to promote it, put it out, and put and edit it, and it won't be out until fucking Christmas.
Wow.
But that's like everything.
Yeah.
And when did we start shooting Jackass in January, and it came out September,
like,
and that was rushed.
Yeah, right now we're doing Jackass 2.5. What's today's date?
This will come out faster.
But
today is August 31st.
August 31st, and it won't be out until Christmas.
Christmas.
So, I mean, that's kind of a long time.
Yeah. Not long.
Did it take you 4 months when you turn the movie, when you turn the cameras on, or 4 months like when you started writing it?
4 months in general. Me and Mike Nutt were editing it at my house, and he was living at my house, because he lives kind of near New York, so he basically had to have his own room at the house, so we've just been powering it out, and I couldn't be more happy. Like, I'm in full-blown control with, like, editing, directing. I'm in it, you know. Like, just, I don't know if I could do an MTV show ever again. Because, like, there's so many people on MTV, for instance, that that are just, like, they need to prove that their jobs are worthy. And they say... We look it up on the internet, and Pennsylvania laws say that you have to wear your seatbelt. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to wear one. They're like, well, you have to. And I'm like, I've done 45 fucking Viva La Bam episodes, like, rocking out in the car without a seatbelt on, and now you're telling me that I need to wear one? Like, well, looks like we're not filming in the car anymore. And then they just, like, skipped it, but... They just, there's a lot of people that need it.
That's why 99% of movies suck nowadays, because it's all done by committee. You got 100 people sitting around a boardroom, instead of somebody like, you know, well, I mean, if you're Martin Scorsese or something, you can control your shit, you know what I mean? You can make the movie you want to make.
Right.
But anybody else, it's like a bunch of people sitting around. You need one person with one vision making something that they want to make. That's right. The way to do something, you know?
It just kind of sucks when there's like 10 to 15 people that are there that don't need to be there, and they have to prove that their job is worthy.
Oh, dude, they were shooting a car commercial over at the Faction Studios the other day, and it was like, we need this green cable move. Oh, I'm the guy who moves the red cable. That's yeah. Touch the green cable.
Yeah.
Crazy.
But
that's
like
a union chef.
All in all, like, you can move everything. If you're, and plus it's just one person, not seven.
Yeah.
You know? And I see right through it. And thank God in Westchester, we don't need to deal with union bullshit. But in Philadelphia, if you film, there's union dudes that show up and they try to, like, cancel your shooting, your whole shooting thing because it's not union. If they tried to do that in Westchester, I'd be like, go fuck yourself. Like, I know everybody in this town. I know everybody that owns the bars. I know everybody that owns the fucking streets. And you think that your union trying to shut me down? Well, go fucking fuck yourself. And I kind of wish that they would do that, just to see how it wound up.
Be fun.
Fuck it, I'll play CKY. I want to play Dressed in Decay. I love that song. Ready, Bam, Shoes 28 Faction. I'm going back to Philadelphia. Fuck everybody and F Los Angeles.
Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
Everybody. You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG. Wow.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Later.
What?
What?